The following views and or opinions are those of Kyle Poor and Mitch Buehler, and in no way reflect the opinions of mainstream culture. The following content contains some or all of the following. Crude adult humor, adult language, childish opinions, and just plain offensive content. Listener discretion is encouraged, though not advised. Similarly, we do not want to insult anyone who could sue us, so please take what we have to say for what it is. Two loudmouths rambling about nothing, no offense, explicit or implied, is meant. We're just having fun. You've been warned.
Hey guys, it's Mitch. We've decided that we're taking the week off this week, but I didn't want to leave you with nothing. So I dug through and I found a really good story I told back last August when we were recording with Brendan. I won't be posting the full episode, but I just wanted to post this story because it's really, really funny. So hopefully you find some sort of entertainment value out of it. I found it really entertaining. Kyle and Brendan found it entertaining. Anyway, we should be back next week with the full episode, but until then, this is all I have to offer. Take care.
You have a story to tell, sir.
I have a great story to tell.
Knocked out. Let's do it.
Okay. So, I had this story told to me by my parents.
Okay.
But I'm going to retell it as if it were my own.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, I have this friend.
Okay.
And she's a younger woman. Actually, I can't quite tell you what the age of her was. Anyway, she was house-sitting for a family while they were on vacation. And they have a dog.
Okay.
All right? It's not going where you think it's going. Anyway.
Damn it.
She was taking care of this dog. And unfortunately, while she was taking care of the dog, it died.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, great.
So it was an older dog. It was expected to happen at some point. It just so happened to take place when the dog sitter was at the house and not the family. So she calls up the family, informs them of the news, and the family's like, that sucks, but you need to do us a favor. You're going to have to take it to the vet, because the vet has to dispose of the body properly. Problem being, the house that she was sitting was in Toronto.
Okay.
And she didn't drive.
Oh, jeez.
So she had to get this dog to the vet. And the only way she could do it was via city transit. Okay?
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, this story gets so much worse than you think it's going to be.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
So the only way she could carry this, because obviously she couldn't just carry the dog in her arms. Because it's a dog corpse, okay? She couldn't put it in a kennel, like a little
zombie,
you know,
puppy.
It couldn't be in a suitcase, the kind of thing. Well, you know, the dog carrier thing.
That'd be
so
great.
The only thing she could come up with was a suitcase.
Oh no!
Like a luggage thing that you put on a plane. So she puts this dog
in the suitcase.
In the suitcase, zips it up, goes out her way. Okay.
Oh no!
So she's making her way. It's a heavy dog. The suitcase is quite heavy, so she's struggling, and she's on the subway platform. And this man approaches her and says, would you like some help with that? It looks like you're struggling to carry it because it's a heavy bag. She goes, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. And he goes, what do you got in there anyway? She tells the guy, she goes, I've got computer parts in here. Now, can you guess what happens next?
I'm an undercover cop.
No.
Oh, no.
She gets punched in the face. The guy jacks the bag and takes off. Little does he know, it's not computer parts. It's a dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the look on the guy's face when he opens his bag and there's a fucking dead dog in it? Picture it in your head. Because you just be like,
I just committed felony assault.
But I mean, what's even worse is the situation she got put in. Because not only did she have to take this dog to the vet, but she gets punched in the face on the way, loses the dog corpse, and has to inform the family of this after the fact. Surprisingly enough, the family was more concerned about her well-being.
Well,
because they asked her, are you okay? Blah, 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 blah. I hope she got a bonus on that. I mean,
she probably did.
Dear Lord, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that.
Could you imagine the luck, though? I just need to get this dog to the vet. Just need to get this dog to the vet. I get punched in the face, and the vet gets stolen with the dog corpse in it.
That's horrible.
Now, is that a story or is that a fucking
That's
story?
A fucking
she would
story.
Probably go to the bar after the fact. I'd be like, so get around me of a dog. Sit there and drink and laugh. Her
I wouldn't know what I would do in that situation, just lying there on the subway platform, like,
What the fuck just happened?
So, folks, lesson learned here is don't talk to anyone on the subway. Especially when you're carrying questionable things in your luggage.
If I got punched in the face and somebody stole a corpse off me, I would be lying there laughing like, my ass.
When I first heard this story, I was like, this guy is going to be in something weird, like an off-duty police officer. He's going to ask to search the bank. There's going to be a fucking corpse in there. And the officer's just going to lose his shit. But no, it just gets so much better. He gets punched in the face of the bank and stolen.
Amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this entire production and congratulate you on your excellent fashion sense and impeccable hygiene. If you have come across this audio adventure, you are no doubt aware of our web space at pibcast.tumblr.com. Feel free to provide us some feedback on the comments section or fire off an email to pirateradio2.0@gmail.com. Stay tuned for more exciting adventures from Pibcast!